Thank the Lord this morning that the Lord filled that longing down in my soul. We were talking with the young people this morning about the about drugs, and we've been going through a number of issues that face young people today. But my heart goes out to people that are turning to the things of the flesh, whether it be fornication, adultery, drugs, alcohol, all those things out there. They don't satisfy. But I found something that satisfies this morning in the Lord Jesus, and I am so thankful for the presence of the Lord. The message that the Lord had put on my heart to share for this morning is entitled, A Goodly Heritage. And I am thankful to have a wonderful heritage in the Lord today. I'd like to begin over in the book of Psalms in the 16th chapter. Psalm 16, we'll begin reading with verse 5. David said, The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. So when David was speaking about, he said that the lines are fallen to me in pleasant places. What he was talking about was the lines or the boundaries of the land that he inherited. So you go out and you survey the land, and when something is passed down to you, that's your inheritance. And he was thanking God. He said that the lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. In other words, I've inherited good land, and I'm thankful for what I've inherited. And he said, yea, I have a goodly heritage. Well, a heritage, by definition, is something that has been passed down, transmitted, or acquired from a predecessor. So if you receive property from a family member that was given to you, that is your heritage, something physical, a tradition, not only physical inheritance, but traditions that have been passed down in families, that is your heritage. Features belonging to a person's racial, ethnic, religious, or cultural background. So all of us here this morning are products of our environment in some form or fashion. We all have a background. We all have a heritage. The heritage of our families might be very different. There are some that have a heritage of country living. Probably more of you than not this morning. I don't have a heritage of country living. I was a city boy, and so I don't have the same heritage that you did. I did not grow up with the knowledge of livestock and how to take care of animals and things. That wasn't my heritage, but I had another heritage. I learned other things growing up in the city that maybe those in the country didn't. But we all come from diverse backgrounds. And we come from different teachings, ethnicities, religious backgrounds, cultural practices. And so we're all products of our environment this morning. Because traditions and customs are in part of what defines who we are, right? Our identity and who we are. I know some people say, I'm country. And you can just look at them and you know they are country. They didn't come from the city. And then sometimes people from the country look at someone and say, they're from the city. That's their identity. You can tell how people dress, how they talk. Different parts of the country, you can identify. Oh, you're from the north, aren't you? You're from the south. You're from the east. That's heritage, background, tradition. What made us who we are were those things that were passed down to us from our family and those in our background. So there are some things in our background of our heritage that some people embrace their heritage. Some people embrace it. I remember hearing a story. Some of you have heard it, I know. But there's a story that was told of a boy that grew up on the farm. His dad was a mechanic, and it was the last thing he wanted to do when he grew up. And his dad just expected him to follow in his footsteps. And that boy, he wanted to leave. He wanted to go do something different. Well, there are things in all of our backgrounds or heritage, some of those things we want to embrace. the good things that we have we want to embrace. There are other things that maybe we have in our heritage that we would like to flee from. There are some people that have a heritage. The lines were drawn in their family, and there was, for example, a lot of drug use. That would be a heritage that I would want to run from. I don't want to embrace that. As I grew older, I would not want to embrace that heritage. I would not want that heritage to define who I was. There are other things in people's heritages that they want to embrace. For example, there are some people have a heritage of good works. Parents and grandparents who are sacrificial in doing good for other people, that is a heritage to rise to. That is a heritage to say, I want to embrace that heritage. Well, there are some people that want to run away from their heritage, and it's a sad thing to me when I see people run away from good things about who they are. For example, I think to be able to speak multiple languages is a wonderful gift. It's a wonderful heritage. And so some people that are bilingual, or maybe they came from another country, they need to assimilate in the United States. And I'm not getting political here. Please understand this. They need to assimilate. If you're going to live in the United States, you need to assimilate into your country, into your new country. And yet, there is a heritage that they should still embrace. I think it's wonderful to pass down. If I were used to my original home language was, say, for example, say it was Spanish, I would want my children to grow up knowing how to speak Spanish as well. Now, I want them to speak English as well. That's the language, primary language of this country. And yet, I have seen some people not want to identify with their heritage. And so they don't teach their children their native language, and the children grow up and know nothing about their background. I like to identify people many times in the stores. I'll stop people and I'll ask them, I say, where are you from? Because a lot of times I can recognize where people are from by the way they talk. And especially Africans. I enjoy talking to Africans and finding out where they're from. And sometimes we find a place, we've been common places, and I like to speak to them. And a lot of times people's face just light up. Say, are you from Ghana? And their face lights up and we have a good conversation. Saw someone a while back, we were in a hotel somewhere, and I saw a man there and I heard him talking, and I knew he was from West Africa. I most likely if they're from West Africa, three of every five Africans lives in Nigeria. And I've been there, I thought, I think he's from Nigeria. So I went up to him and said, where are you from? Dallas. End of discussion. I'm from Dallas. And I knew he was from Nigeria, I thought. I knew he was from West Africa. But he was not wanting to identify. I want us to get, we're coming to a point now. But he was not wanting to identify with his heritage. And I've seen people be ashamed of their heritage when there was nothing to be ashamed of. So would it be fair to ask you, what is your heritage this morning? And I'm really not as interested in the racial and cultural heritage. But David said the lines had been drawn in a pleasant place. And he said, I have a goodly heritage. I have a goodly heritage in the things of God this morning. And I'm not ashamed of the heritage that has been passed down to me. There are some people that want to run away from their goodly heritage, from their godly heritage, from a heritage of holiness. Do we need to be ashamed of a holiness heritage this morning? I am not ashamed this morning of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation. Do you know, I'm not here to promote a heritage in and of itself, but what makes a godly heritage, a goodly heritage, is because it's when it's from the Word of God. We can walk away from our natural heritage if we want. We have that choice. I think it's sad. There are family traditions, and people have certain family things they've done for years, and you see some children grow up and say, I don't want anything to do with that, and they walk away from it. That's sad to me. Family's important. It is part of who we are. And people that walk away from their family communion and the family structure and don't want to be a part, when family gets together on holidays, do you know those that don't want to be a part of that, they're the losers? Because there is value in coming together, in maintaining a heritage and connection and an identity. But that also holds with things of God. That also holds in the things of the Lord. My father turned 80 last month. And I'd like to just use this to exemplify something. But my father turned 80, and it was a time that our family got together, just our immediate family, with the children and their grandchildren. I don't even know how many there are, but a number of the grandchildren were there. And we took opportunity for about 2 hours probably, and we just stood up and we shared some things about my father. And I had to sit there and listen and think, this is a goodly heritage. The influence that my father has had not only on us, but on his grandchildren. And you know, everything that my father taught, not all of his family or not all of his grandchildren have just embraced it, everything he taught. But you know, they respected it because they saw a man who believed in something and he taught it and he lived it. And that was my goal, to embrace the goodly heritage, and it was a heritage of godliness. My father was an example of a faithful husband. He was a faithful father. And nothing's wrong with changing jobs. Please don't misunderstand me now. But I'm speaking about faithfulness now. My father, he never changed jobs. I know my father stayed, and I remembered him holding his job from the time I was a little boy to when I left home. And he was steadfast, is the point. He left me a heritage of that. He left me a heritage of knowing what it meant to save money. That was a heritage. That was something he taught us. Don't, just because you have money in your pocket doesn't mean you need to go spend it. Because you say, son, tomorrow's coming. Tomorrow's coming. That was a heritage. That was something he taught us by word and by example. He taught us to, you know, I've shared this before. Never one time did we ask when we got up Sunday morning, are we going to church today? Not one time. And you know, my family can say the same thing. Because I learned that somewhere. I learned that from my father, and my children could testify to the same thing, that we don't get up and say, well, what are we doing this morning? They know what we're doing because I taught them that. I want my children to embrace that. But that was a heritage. That was a culture, a practice, a tradition. It was founded in godliness, though. It was a strong foundation. We had a tradition, a goodly heritage of having family worship. In the morning we get up, we'd have a short family worship together, especially when we were younger. We'd do it on our own as we got older. But in the evening we would come together as a family and we would read a Bible story or we would read something in the scripture. We talk about everyday life. Do you realize I took that heritage and I brought that into my home? I learned that from someone. All of us that are parents this morning are teaching our children something. I learned from my father how to treat a wife. I learned because I saw, I had a heritage. It was my choice whether to embrace that heritage, but he taught me to show respect to women as a man, how to love them, how to love the wife and cherish her and put her needs above my own. Now, I have a choice whether I'm going to embrace that or not, but I am thankful for that goodly heritage. I had someone live a life before me that gave me something to aspire to, something to rise to. We have a wonderful heritage this morning. We have a heritage of truth. And again, truth stands on its own merits this morning. If I walk away from my earthly heritage, I can still be saved. You understand? I may let a native language go. I may let a family tradition go, and I can still be saved. But if I walk away from the truth, I'm going to lose my soul. I appreciate this morning a goodly heritage. And you know, because you are here this morning, there is something, you have something this morning. You have something. We may not all have embraced everything today, but there's a reason why we're out in the house of the Lord to worship. And I want to encourage you to embrace a goodly heritage. If there are things in your background that you don't want to identify with because it's not right, then walk away from that heritage, but embrace the background and teaching an example of godliness that has been set before you. My grandfather told his children, he told his boys, he said, "Boys, if you see me do it," and Aunt Kathleen can testify to this, it was her father. But I remember him, especially to the boys, he probably told all of them this, but he said, "If you see me do it, it's okay for you to do it." What an example. He didn't do anything that he didn't require. He wasn't a hypocrite. Follow my example. That's a heritage this morning. What is the heritage that we're passing down to our children today? Is that fair for us as parents? Can we say that to our parents or to our children? Can we say that to grandchildren? Can we say, "If you see me do it, it's okay for you to do it"? Because all of us are passing down a heritage. My father's 80. His time is very limited now. I'm very aware of that fact. Because when you get to 80 years old, you're kind of on, we'd say, borrowed time. You're past the allotted time. But he passed something down to me that I value, especially when it goes beyond my father and goes to the Word of God. So all of us have a heritage. What are we passing down to our children today? Can we tell our children, parents, can we tell our children, "If you see me do it, it's okay to do it"? Can we say in the congregation, "If you see me go there, it's good for you to go there. If you see me watch that, it's okay for you to watch it. If you see me act this way and talk this way, if you see me treat my wife a certain way, I would that every man treat their wife like I treat my wife"? Can we say that? Can we say, "Follow my example"? Because all of us are teaching something by our life today. And I know there are things, all of us have areas to grow in, but there is a heritage of teaching and background. And David said, "I've got a goodly heritage." I will say this morning without shame, I have a goodly heritage in the Lord. I am not ashamed of holiness this morning. I am not ashamed of the people of God this morning. I embrace that because I've seen God bless it. Why would I want to go another direction? Well, I don't want to be identified with this group of people. What is there to be ashamed of? If it's human thinking and just tradition in and of itself, we can do differently if we want. But when it's God's Word, and we've seen the blessings of the Lord, we should embrace that heritage because that's part of who we are this morning. You know, people that walk away from their church family, and I've seen lots of people do it. I've had family members, I've had people very close to me, I've had people in the ministry that I've worked with, they have walked away. And I've watched to see what the results were, and they thought they were doing something real good to walk away. And you know what I've observed happen? I haven't seen good come from it. This is our identity this morning. Our identity is in Christ. But when our identity is in Christ, then we have fellowship with other saints around the cross of Jesus Christ. So we're not talking about embracing just a tradition, but we're talking about embracing Christ. And because of Christ in our life, it brings out the fruit in each other that it brings community. It brings oneness. So what are we passing to our children today? What heritage are we passing? We are compassed about, the scripture says in Hebrews 12:1, with a great cloud of what? Witnesses. He's talking about those that went before us. All of us could spend time, and I actually wrote some down in my notes, and I probably won't name them because I look at the names I wrote down and most of you wouldn't even recognize these names. They were my cloud of witnesses. They were those that impacted my life spiritually. They were those that influenced. They were the ones that taught me how to put God first. They were the ones that taught me by their life to put the Lord above the things of this world. Put the service of God above money and fame and education and recognition. They taught by example how to serve. They taught me by example how to live. It's a heritage I have. Do you not have people in your life that were positive impacts? And I know we could point out people that had some negative impact. I know that. But do we not all have people in our life we can point to and say, you know what? They helped shape who I am today. Do you realize that if you are a parent this morning, a grandparent, you are helping shape the lives of some coming behind you? And even other extended family, and even people you work with and go to worship service with, we are passing something down. What are you passing down to those around you this morning? What kind of heritage are you giving and creating in your homes? Husbands and wives, you know, children walk away. Just because someone has been handed a goodly heritage does not mean the children will embrace it. Do we all acknowledge that today? We've seen children that have been raised in wonderful environments, knowing about God, and seeing them walk a different direction. That's not to blame the parents, because God has created all of us with the power of choice. We are all free moral agents, and yet, there is something in those children that walked away from their heritage. They'll never be able to escape it. They can try to not identify with it, and they can try to put distance between it, but there is something in their heart that they were given a heritage, and they'll never be able to get away from it. It's valuable, the heritage that we are sharing in our homes today, how we treat in our homes, how a husband treats his wife, how a wife treats her husband. And I thought about it this way, for those of us that are married, okay, here's a litmus test. I have sons and I have one daughter. So I thought about it this way. I thought I would want to live in such a way as a man, as a husband, that if my daughter is ever married, and she's young, that's why I say it that way. So if she were to marry, that her husband would treat her the same way I treat my wife. You understand what I'm saying? Because the way someone treats your daughter, buddy, you better watch it. That's my daughter. I just don't want anybody to come knocking on the door. You understand? And this, I'm sorry, this is one of those embarrassing situations for preachers' children. But the point I'm making is, when you know, I want someone that's going to treat my daughter. That's my daughter. But how am I treating my wife? And the same thing with my sons. I want to live in such a way that if they treat their wives like I treated mine, that I can just rest. It's like I know their wives are being treated well. Then that gets into daughter-in-laws too. I want them to be able to follow an example of being a wife. And that could go from my daughter. I would want them to be a wife of the heritage they've been given of if they were to follow the example of my wife. So this just brings it down personal. What are we passing down? What are we teaching our children? They learn by example. We can tell our children to live a holy life. But you know what? If we're not living a holy life, you know what we just taught them? Say it with your mouth, but do differently. That's a heritage. It's not a goodly heritage, but it's a heritage. It's a heritage of hypocrisy. It's a heritage of, when we're around the saints, we're going to do one thing, and we'll live one way, but when we're out somewhere else, we'll act differently, and we'll speak differently, and we'll have a different set of morals and values, and it really doesn't matter because the saints aren't around. You know what we're teaching our children when we do that? Nothing really matters. It's just about impressions, and it's just a facade on the outside. We're teaching them hypocrisy. And then we want them to value the things of God when we have just showed them it's really not that important. So What heritage are we passing down? We're not going to take the time. I'm just going to be very brief in perusing a few scriptures here. I've been reading through Kings in my personal devotions, and I've been struck with how so many of them, and I could go through a list, but Nahab, the son of Jeroboam, it said that he was one of the kings. He did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his father. We will read that in Kings over and over and over. He walked in the way of his father. He walked in sin. He did evil in the sight of God. There was Amon, who it said in 2 Kings, he served idols that his father served, and he worshiped them. Josiah, this one was wonderful, a wonderful heritage here. Josiah, it said in 2 Kings, who was 8 years old, if you remember, when he began to reign, it said that he did which was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in all the way of David his father and turned not aside to the right or to the left. David was not his father or his grandfather. David went back many generations. But Josiah had to have heard some of the stories. And I wonder what stories were told about David. And there was something in Josiah that heard these stories, and he walked in the way of David and followed the Lord. What stories will be told of you? I told you when at my father's celebration, we all got up and told stories. The grandchildren got up and told stories about how Grandpa had impacted their life. What stories will be told of you? What stories will your brother and sister tell about you? What stories will your children, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, what stories will be told? There was an influence. We walk in the ways of our father. And if we've had some ungodly influences, I want to skip a few generations. I want to go back to David. And I want to walk in the way of David, who said, I've got a goodly heritage. What's your heritage this morning? And what heritage are you embracing and passing down to your children? We have a spiritual heritage. The book in Jeremiah, the scripture talks about in Jeremiah how there were some that destroyed. They were destroyers of mine heritage. That was God speaking. They were destroyers of my heritage. You know, people are doing that with the things of God today. There are people that sit under the sound of the gospel. There are people that sit in a chapel that maybe has the name Church of God. In other words, it's not man's church. It's not just another religion. It's not just another building on the highway. This is a place that we want to preach the truth. And there are people that are destroying my heritage, the prophet Jeremiah said. There are people that are destroying the heritage. I don't want to be guilty of destroying a heritage of holiness. I don't want it to be said that, you know, Brother Michael, he compromised. You know, the Bible taught this, and Brother Michael stopped teaching and preaching that and holding that. And so that his family, his wife went that way, and his children went that way. And that congregation there, you know, there were some folks there in Billings, and they went that way too. And you say it's because Brother Michael destroyed the heritage of the Lord. I don't want that to be said on my watch. What do you want said of your home this morning? What do you want said of your life? I don't want it to be said that I destroy the heritage. My children can choose to walk in this way or not, but I want to set an example as my father set for me. I want to be a man like that. I want to be a man that people can look to and say, if you want to know how to treat your wife, follow that example. I want to live in such a way that people will want to say, you want to know how to serve the Lord, follow that example. That's what I aspire to this morning. And I trust that all of us will aspire to that. Heritage is what helps us as a people to stay connected in a positive sense as well. Over in 2 Timothy, and we'll be done here shortly. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Paul was speaking to Timothy, and he said, when I call to remembrance, in other words, I was thinking about you, Timothy, and he said, I remember and I see the unfeigned faith that is in you. I see your faith. And he said, and I saw that it dwelt first in your grandmother, Lois, and then in your mother, Eunice, and I'm persuaded that it's in you also. He was talking about their heritage. I've seen that there was a faith in your grandma, and I've seen it in your mother, and Timothy, I see it in you. Where was Dad? You see, Timothy's mother was a Jew, and history says Timothy's father was a Greek. But we don't read about that. That might have been something that Timothy had to make a choice. Am I going to follow the way of my father? Who he might have died at, he might have died at a young age, or he may not have served the Lord. We don't know. But it was passed down through the mother. His mother taught him how to live a holy life. What about us this morning? We are all products, to an extent, of the influences around us and those influences that we have opened up our heart to. So what heritage are we passing down to those around us today? If we all followed, would it be fair to say, I'm just speaking to myself more than anybody, okay? But if we all followed your example or my example, what kind of congregation would this be? What kind of homes would we have if we all had the relationship between husbands and wives that you have in your home? Would you be able to say, oh, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I know what's going on in their home. Thank God. Is that the heritage? Do you know my mother and father never bickered? Never. And you say, well, now I know they had some discussions because I know good and well that they did it away from the children. Any differences or disagreements, it didn't take place in front of their children. They took care of it in the back room that they would be united as parents. That was a wonderful heritage. We need to set that example this morning. We need to set an example that our children, if they follow in what we're doing, sometimes children at a young age, teenagers, will not always want to embrace their godly heritage. Is that right? And they will rebel against it. So what do we do as parents? Are we going to cave? Or can we stay the course that later on down the road, our children can look back and say, I want to follow. Mom and Dad gave me a wonderful heritage. And I want to follow that example because they won't part. Or did they see us cave and give in? We are sharing something and passing something down this morning. I'm thankful for a goodly heritage. In closing, Isaiah 62, verse 10. Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones and lift up a standard for the people. What the prophet was telling, in Isaiah, the prophet, was telling the people of Israel, is like as you walk down a road, there's going to be stones and boulders in the way. And he said, cast out the stones. Those things that you may say, but I can go around it and I'll make it. What Isaiah was saying is someone's coming behind you. And that's going to be a stumbling block to them. So make a clear path. If there's something that's not real close, you haven't been real close to the Lord, you have opportunity to change this morning. If in your home you can't say this is a goodly heritage, there is power in the Lord this morning to change. There's grace to change. There's grace to rise above the influences that we've been under that maybe haven't been real good. And then our children can know mom and dad, maybe they're not there, but I know what they're aspiring to. Cast out the stones this morning. You may say, but I can make it this way, but can your children make it if they follow your example? Can your grandchildren, can those in the congregation, can they make it if they follow your example? Folks, we all have power of influence today. So how are we doing? I am so thankful for a goodly heritage today, a heritage of truth, a heritage of holiness. And it is my goal and my prayer and my purpose to embrace that, not just because of a tradition, but because of the strong foundation of truth. Heritage of marriage, spiritual heritage, family heritage, the heritage of community among God's people. You begin to distance yourself from the saints, do you know what's going to happen? It's going to have an influence. And so then I want to pass down something that there's community, there's strength, and that is part of our identity. Our identity is in Christ chiefly. But when people look at me and they look at my parents, you know that they can tell where I came from. And I can look at people that I've never even seen before. I mean, children that I don't know who they are, and I look at them, it's like, oh, they look just like their dad. I know who that is because I can tell what they look like. Do you know the Lord wants us to embrace truth so much and let that heritage be a part of us that people can look on us and they know who we are? And we need not be ashamed of that. I'm thankful for the goodly heritage, and I'm thankful for those pleasant lines that the Lord has drawn for us. May the Lord bless each one of you. Amen.